Hello.
Rory, Pete Snodden, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Are you up?
Good. Yeah, no, we're up. Well, we're not up and about, but we have meetings this morning and stuff, so yeah, no, we're... I'm out of bed anyway.
Good lad, good lad. Listen, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning. I appreciate your camp and I appreciate you boys are in lockdown and I appreciate there's no wives and girlfriends allowed, so the fact that we're able to get through to you is a miracle, so that's good stuff.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So, World Cup kicks off tonight. This is your third World Cup and what do you take from the other experiences going into this one?
I suppose the other ones were very different. And the 07 was a real struggle for us. We went there probably expecting to do something and do well, and we didn't. We just didn't. The preparation wasn't great. We didn't perform in the opening games and really just struggled the whole way. Whereas 4 years ago, we kind of went there off the back of a few bad results in the summer series and probably weren't expected to do that much. But as a squad, we had a lot of belief and I suppose we brought that into the games, performed well. And it was a really, bar the quarterfinal, it was a really great experience. You had a couple of really good results in it, against Italy and Australia especially. And I suppose it felt more what a World Cup should be, you know, the pinnacle of your rugby career.
You boys have to be, and I'm sure you are, totally aware of the expectation on your shoulders, and that adds another pressure, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. You know, people are expecting us to do well, and I suppose over the last 2 years, we've shown a lot of consistency. We've climbed ourselves up the world rankings, but I suppose the experiences we're drawing on, and there's a few of us have been around in the last two World Cups, and we know that ultimately you get to these tournaments that it doesn't really matter. There's sort of five or six teams that have a real genuine chance of winning the whole thing and going the whole way. We would like to see ourselves as one of those, but you know, you need a bit of luck and you need to be well prepared and you need to take all your chances. So, you know, from our point of view, we know that expectancy and I suppose to a certain extent, form over the last year or two doesn't mean a whole lot if you don't perform on the day. We have enough players that have performed in big games. We sort of know what it takes and we know when we're right to do that. So obviously, from our point of view, it'll be about making sure that we're right and not believing any of the hype if we play well and probably not listening to any of the doubters if and when we struggled a little bit in the summer, and you know, that hasn't really affected us too much.
Looking at the group, France is obviously the key game. That's what everyone's sort of looking towards. But, I mean, any of the games in the World Cup, it's going to be difficult. I suppose to get those pre-tournament nerves out of the way, Canada's not a bad start tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a nice one to go to the Millennium Stadium as well for us. You know, we've played some big games there over the years and won some big games. You know, it's a great stadium. You know, we're under no illusions. You know, everyone's talking up France and Italy in our group, but ultimately, we have Canada first, and that's the team we're looking at. They have a lot of quality players. There's a few household names from the Pro 12 and from European rugby that we sort of know about. But there's also, when we look through the profiles and the other players we're facing, they have a lot of quality players. They'll be a team that will, I suppose, fancy their chances to play Ireland and to try and get that big World Cup scalp they'll be looking for. So for us, while, you know, obviously people are talking up the big games later in our group, it's important for us to start well. It's important for us to focus solely on Canada and make sure that we're prepared to beat them. It's going to be a tough game, and you know, all World Cup games are very tough. You know, if you go in as the favourites, the other team are really, this is their big chance to make a statement on the world stage. So, you know, it's sort of it can be a double-edged sword for us.
And finally, personally, this World Cup, will this be the pinnacle of your career?
I suppose it'll depend how we do, but World Cups are very special. And, you know, I've been, like you said, been very lucky to play in two. And this will be my third. It'll be a massive honour to play for your country on the world stage. And I think if we can perform well, it'll be probably the greatest rugby experience I've had. When you look back to 4 years ago, that game when we beat Australia at the World Cup was the greatest experience we've ever had, and you know, hopefully we'll add to that and make it even more special this time round.
Well, I don't know. I personally, I cannot wait for it. I know you guys will be psyched up and you'll be glad to get tomorrow out of the way and get the campaign on the go. All I can say is you'll do yourself, your family and the country proud, and we wish everyone in the squad all the best, and come on, Ireland.
Thanks very much, Pete.